Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. You know, I'm busy. You know what I mean? I'm busy, and I'm mentally kind of starting to get drained. And it's kind of a joke in the family. Like, when I start to get like this, I kind of crash. But you got to keep going to God. I don't know what is going on, but I keep waking up, or the first things in my mind are just these bizarre thoughts that I have no idea where they're coming from. And it's even like when I'm doing well, like somehow my mind is like bringing these, like I said, just not consistent with God thoughts. And you got to renew and renovate your mind. Your mind, you have to, first of all, not beat yourself up for having the thoughts. You know, just let that go. That's fine. It's going to happen. But you got to renew and renovate your mind. I go back to that, putting it in God's hands. Put it in God's hands. If you're worried about getting stuff done for work, if you're worried about figuring out how to get everything organized properly, put it into God's hand. Know He's going to take care of it and move on, and be thankful that you can go to God. He talks about how much He's there for us, what He's done for us. That with a way, He'll always give you a way to escape. Like, He'll never put you in a temptation or in a trial that's too overwhelming for you. God will take care of you 100%. And I was reading this morning in Psalms chapter 103. I'm going to read a couple of these verses and then call it a day. If you go to 103 verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." It doesn't say you have to remember all of His benefits. It says, don't let me forget His benefits. When you look back on life, how many times has God come through? God doesn't require that which, well, He requires that which is past. He requires you to go through all these things. But He doesn't require you to remember. And it will bless your soul the times that God has got you out of situations. Like, I just think about the stress I was going under 10 years ago. This is a lot of work. I was asking God to work this hard. I wanted it because I was just kind of losing my mind out of boredom. So, you know, and when I have it, I'm freaking out. When I don't have it, I'm freaking out. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on. But it's about renovating your mind and thinking about, how many times has God come through? How many times has He taken care of you? How many times has God provided the thing that you asked? And I'm going to guess, when you start to look back on it, you're going to realize a lot, a lot. Verse three, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." And iniquities, actually, it's not violations of the law. It's being bent or crookedness. "Who healeth all diseases." God will heal you. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies," or act of compassion. That's what God does. He doesn't remember all the bent and crookedness, because He knows that man are out from the dust. We have that carnal nature. He loves you and takes care of you. He doesn't remember these things. We do. "Godly grief worketh a change in your moral position. But the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're upright and righteous before God." And that can't change. That standing can't change. You can get out of fellowship with God by walking in the carnal man. But the minute you turn, the minute you get back, the minute you thank God, the minute you have that reverential awe, He's there. Verse 5, "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle's." This is an interesting phrase, because in the Orient, eagles would fly really high up in the air and then dive into the sea. And then when they hit the water, it would remove all their feathers and then would kind of float back into the sand or whatever, but and then regrow all their feathers. He'll renew you. He'll renovate you. And I love the fact that "it satisfieth thy mouth with good things." And what does that do? That renews your youth. What comes out of your mouth matters. It matters for you. And it obviously matters for God. But we're to bless His holy name. Think about the good and the reverent things that God has in your life. Be thankful for all those things. I want to finish up with this. If you go to Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and plenteousness, and plenteous in mercy, or that act of compassion. He overflows in it. I mean, it's a minute by minute walk for me right now where I'm just asking God to take care of me. Slow me down. Slow down the wheels that are going down in my mind and give me the energy and the strength to get through what needs to get done. And you go through these times and seasons in your life, but there's an appointed time to every season. God decides the seasons too. Last year, I was like, there's 3 months. I knew I was going to be busy. Not like this, but I knew I was going to be slammed because I had so much time off. God will give you those things in your life. He knows you. He takes care of you. He loves you on an individual basis. Don't forget it. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the fog horn blows, I wanna hear. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. And I just pray for today. Just that you kind of line everything up for these orders at the end of the month, that it all gets out, for this app that's getting built, that it's the right thing and that it's a blessing, and that you just kind of work that whole part out, get it working. I pray and lift up my brother's hand again, get those nerves back, get the sensation back, get it firing again. I pray for the strength of his hand. I pray for the protection of my family, and I put that in your hands. I'm very thankful that we can go to you with that. I ask you for the renewing of my mind, anything that you can do to put that in me, that I can get my mind not to like just spin out right now. Again, I thank you for strength and for your loving kindness, how you're always there for us, for your believers, that you take care of them, for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. And I'm very, very thankful for the times of my life and that I'm even here. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.